Come on in and welcome to Dinah Shore's Open House. You're on, Dinah.
Chickory, chick, chala, chala, a chickala, roll me in a banana, ka balaka, walaka, can't you see? Chickory, chick is me. Chickory, chick, chala, chala, a chickala, roll me in a banana, ka balaka, walaka, can't you see? Chickory, chick is me. Every time you're sick and tired of just the same old thing, saying just the same old words all day. Be just like the chicken who found something new to say. Open up your mouth and start to say. Chickory, chick, chala, chala, chickala, roll me in a banana, ka balaka, walaka, can't you see? Chickory, chick is me.
Chickory, chick, chala, chala, chickala, roll me in a banana, ka balaka, walaka, can't you see? Chickory, chick is me.
Every time you're sick and tired of just the same old thing, saying just the same old words all day.
Be just like the chicken who found something new to say.
Open up your mouth and start to say. Chickory, chick, chala, chala, chickala, blow me in a banana, go bala, go wala, go, can't you see? Chickory, chick is me.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, fellas. And hiya, Harry. Everything
under control? Oh, yes, here. Fine. Everything is ship-shaped, Dinah. Robert Emma Dolan and the orchestra are poised to play, and Ken Lane and the chorus are raring to sing.
Oh, that's good, because tonight we're really... Oh, excuse me for a minute, Harry. Hello?
Hello? Hello, Dinah?
Hello, Groucho.
Dinah, I'm terribly sorry I'm not there yet, but I'm a victim of the housing shortage. I'm living in a chicken coop, and I'll be over as soon as I can.
Wait now, you're living in a chicken... Well, why can't you come over now?
Because I promised my roommate I'd sit on an egg for her until she got back. Clock, clock.
Well, chick, chick, and hurry.
Well, look, Dinah, I suppose that was Groucho.
Yes, he'll be here in a minute, but you never can.
Well, until he gets here, Dinah, how about drifting back a few musical years for one of your oldies?
Oh, all right, my little finale hopper. Oh. Crank up your Stutz Bearcat and look at your John Hell Jr. cartoons, and I'll stand by with my boyish bob and short skirts while Ticker Freeman at the piano helps Irving Berlin and me stir up some tender memories from the hit parade of 1925.
Sure enough.
Discover
the perfect lover. Someday I knew I'd recognize him if ever he came by my way. I always used to fancy then he'd be one of the godlike kind of men, with a giant brain and a noble head, like the heroes bold in the books I read. But along came Bill, who's not the type at all. You'd meet him on the street and never notice him. His form and face, his manly grace, is not the kind that you would find in a statue. And I can't explain, it's surely not his brain that makes me thrill. I love him because he's wonderful, because he's just mine. He's just my Bill, an ordinary boy, hasn't got a thing that I can brag about. And yet to be upon his knee, so comfy and roomy, seems natural to me. And I can't explain, it's surely not his brain that makes me thrill. I love him because he's, I don't know, because he's just my begin to tell you how much you mean to me. My world would end if ever we were through. I can't begin to tell you how happy I would be if I could speak my mind like others do. I make such pretty speeches whenever we're apart, but when you're near, refuse to leave my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known and make believe I've said them all to you.
pretty speeches whenever we're apart. But when you're near, the words I choose refuse to leave my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known and make believe I've said them all.
Man who has visited our open house so frequently that we've given him a key to the front door.
Better make it a skeleton key. I might want to drop over with Frank Sinatra.
Groucho Marx.
Or Red Skeleton, huh?
Hello, Groucho.
Hello, hello, Dinah, my odd Dinah. Just stand there and let me look at you. I just can't believe that you were once the little girl I sat in back of in school. Remember how I used to pull your pigtails?
Oh, Groucho, that's ridiculous. I went to school in Tennessee and you went to school in New York.
You don't remember, Dinah, but you had terribly long pigtails.
You know, it's a funny thing, Groucho, but I just can't picture you as a little boy going to school.
Oh, I was a cute little lad and extremely precocious. Why, when I was in the fifth grade, I had a beautiful teacher. I fell madly in love with her and finally asked her to marry me.
Marry your teacher? Oh, now, wait, Groucho, what about the difference in age?
Oh, that wouldn't have mattered. I was only 8 years older than she was.
Oh, Groucho, you're exaggerating. But you know something? We're being awfully rude.
Rude?
Yes, we are. There's Harry standing over there in that dark corner.
Dinah, you're right. Let him stand out here and we'll stand in that dark corner.
Harry?
What is it, Dinah? Hiya, Groucho. Hiya.
Harry, I'm surprised. A big boy like you looking so glum. And in front of company, too.
Yeah, well, I've got a reason for being glum after the letter I just got in the mail.
What's the sad news, Harry? Been evicted from your house?
No, nothing as simple as that.
Did your best girl run away?
Nah.
Did your wife come back?
Go on, Groucho. Kid me if you want to. But this is going to make quite a difference in my life.
Well, for heaven's sakes, what is it?
Well, Dinah, if you must know, I've been turned down for membership in the Williams After Shave Club.
That's because he's got 6 o'clock shadow.
Groucho, you mean 5 o'clock shadow.
I mean 6 o'clock. His face is on Rocky Mountain time. Look at those finely chiseled features.
Look, Harry. Harry, don't be sad. You've still got a lot to be thankful for. After all, you're one of the biggest names in radio.
Yes, and it's too bad we can't mention that name over the radio.
Groucho, I'm surprised at you speaking to Harry like that.
You're right, Dinah. And Harry, I want to apologize to you. I guess I'm just not myself, and it's all my own fault. After all, I was warned not to do it, but fool that I am, I did.
Oh, now take it easy, Groucho, old boy. What did you do?
This afternoon, I saw a lost weekend without a chaser. You know, with that picture, they've adopted a new policy. Instead of selling popcorn in the lobby, they sell old fashions.
Yeah, I heard all about you. I understand that you were taking the cherries out of the old fashions and throwing them at the screen.
That's true, and Ray Milland was so plastered, he kept throwing them back at me.
Oh, Groucho, what behavior.
Well, don't worry. I've reformed, Dinah. I don't drink now, and I don't gamble.
Oh, come now, Groucho. Don't you even sit in on a friendly game of poker?
Friendly game? There is no such thing, Harry. Not me. The life story of my grandfather taught me a lesson. Grandpa was a gambler on a Mississippi steamboat. He was known to his friends as Full House Marx. I was a wee lad when he sat me on his knee, and as the aces kept dropping out of his sleeve, he told me the story of his life on the Mississippi. It took place aboard the steamboat Memphis Queen.
Daughter?
What is it, Father?
Daughter, I've been sailing this boat up and down the old Mississippi for nigh on to 40 years, and I know a man when I see one. I'm telling you, the man for you to marry is Colonel Culpepper.
Father, I don't love Colonel Culpepper. I love Full House Marks.
Full House Marks. Don't mention the name of that no-good gambler.
Say, what's that coming up the river, Father?
It's a craft, and Bing Crosby's on it.
Oh, I knew they'd get together.
Well, Gina. It's only a half-hour program here. Greetings and felicitations, Captain.
Oh, good day, Colonel Culpepper.
Yes, what a day. There's nothing so beautiful as the Mississippi sparkling in the sunlight. Unless it's my favorite flower of the South, the lovely Miss Dinah. And how is my future bride today? I said, how is my future bride today, I said.
You mean me?
Daughter, he don't mean me.
I'm going below, Father.
All right, daughter, but don't let me catch you talking to that no-good Full House Marks. Oh, yes, Colonel, it'll be a happy day for me when you marry my daughter and you tear up the mortgage you hold on my steamboat. I love her more than anything in the world. What beautiful, long, slender lines she has.
Your daughter?
No, the steamboat.
And she's got such a fine, sturdy frame.
The steamboat?
No, your daughter.
And she looks mighty good in a high wind.
The steamboat?
No, my daughter.
And all she needs is to have the old paint scraped off and some new paint put on.
The steamboat?
Yes, and your daughter, too.
All right, gentlemen, I call. What have you got?
I got two aces.
I got three aces.
I got four aces.
Gentlemen, there's something phony going on here.
What do you mean?
This is a four-handed game and only three of us are cheating. We'd like to get rid of the crook.
Oh, Full House, there you are.
Dinah, my darling, what are you doing here?
I've got to talk to you alone, dear.
Excuse me, gentlemen, I'll be back later. Come, Dinah. Let's go up on deck.
Lovely, lovely. Oh, how romantic. Let's go to the back of the boat and see the wash.
Let's go to the front of the boat. I don't want that laundry flapping in my face.
Darling, this is serious. I have something I must tell you. Father insists that I marry Colonel Culpepper.
Colonel Culpepper? Why, he could be your father.
But he's worth $1,000,000.
Say, maybe he could be my father, too. Well, why does your father insist that you marry him?
Well, after all, there's a heavy mortgage on this boat.
No wonder it goes so slow. But tell me, why does your father object to me?
He says you're a no-good, cheating, gambling, shiftless, lazy bum.
That's true, but why does he object to me?
Oh, if you really loved me, you'd take me where we'd never see the river again.
Don't say that, gal. After all, the Mississippi ain't just a river to me.
Maybe Father wouldn't object to you if you gave up your gambling.
I can't help it, Dinah. Every night when I go to sleep, I see cards dancing before me.
Why don't you try counting sheep?
I tried counting them, but every time I get four sheep together, we end up playing bridge. And I always get clipped. Well, that's water over the ram.
I keep asking myself over and over, why do I love you so much?
Maybe it's because the Mississippi ain't just a river to me.
Well, if you'd only give up this
life... There's a silence there just like the river.
Full House, if you just give up this life, we could be so happy together. Darling, I love you more than Juliet loved Romeo. Yes, I love you more than Cleopatra loved Anthony.
And I love you even more than that.
You do?
Yes, I love you like Kaiser loves Fraser.
Oh, Dinah, darling.
Oh, heavens, it's Colonel Culpepper. You better run.
I'm staying right here.
But he might throw you into the Mississippi.
I know, but the Mississippi ain't just a river to me.
Aha! So I catch you in the moonlight with this gambler, this cheat.
How dare you call Full House a cheat?
Easy, easy, my magnolia blossom. I'll settle this my own way. Now, sir, who all are you all calling a cheat all?
You all, and I can prove it all.
Well, go ahead, all. Hey, there's quite a crowd of us here.
Sir, I got proof that you spent 6 months in the Memphis jail for cheating.
I wasn't in jail for cheating. I was in for killing a man.
Why did you kill him?
I had to kill him. He caught me cheating.
Well, then, sir, I apologize.
What's going on here? Why,
Father!
Daughter, I warned you to stay away from this gambler. Now I'm going to throw him off this steamboat.
Oh, Father, please calm down. You're purple with rage.
Yes, and your old man looks pretty good in Technicolor.
Daughter, I forbid you to ever see this bounder again.
Oh, but, Father, you can't. You might as well know I'm his woman, and he's my man.
And the Mississippi ain't just a river to me.
Captain, I'm losing my patience. Is your daughter going to marry me, or isn't she?
Daughter, I appeal to you to marry the colonel. Not only does he hold the mortgage on the boat, but now the cargo I was carrying is ruined.
Father,
you think you're carrying a cargo? Look at Vanzell.
Father, you mean those bales of cotton and the bales of rubber are ruined?
Yes. Steam escaped from the boiler into the hold, and the cotton and rubber can't be separated. I'm ruined.
Begging your pardon, sir, you're not ruined.
What are you talking about?
Just tell me, are you sure that the cotton can't be separated from the rubber?
That's right.
Then you're the richest man on the Mississippi.
What do you mean?
You are now carrying a boatload full of girdles.
Oh, sweetheart!
Darling! And now, sugar, we can be married, and we'll spend our honeymoon at Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls? Oh, darling, I want to go there more than any place in the world.
Why?
Because Niagara Falls ain't just a falls to me. Back in 1929, there was a great Marx Brothers show called Animal Crackers, and in that show, Groucho Marx sang about a famous African explorer named Captain Spaulding. Now, here's Groucho to repeat it just for us.
At last we are to meet him, the famous Captain Spaulding. From climates hot and scalding, the captain has arrived. Most heartily we greet him, with rain and fancy cheering. Until he's hard of hearing, the captain has arrived. At last the captain has arrived.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot stay, I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going.
For my sake you must stay, if you should go away, you'd spoil the party, I am going.
I'll stay a week or two, I'll stay the summer through, but I am telling you, I must be a-going.
Before you go, will you oblige us and tell us of your deeds of glory?
I'll do anything you say. In fact, I'll even stay.
Good.
But I must be a-going.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer.
Did someone call me Schnarrer?
Hooray, hooray, hooray. He went into the jungle where all the monkeys throw nuts.
If I stay here, I'll go nuts.
Hooray, hooray, hooray. He shot an alligator while swimming in the Niger.
I thought it was a tiger. Hey, hey.
One day in Patagonia, he kissed a girl named Sonia.
I wound up with pneumonia.
Hooray, hooray, hooray. He bought his name a dying dream, and that is why we say, hooray, hooray, hooray.
My friends, I want to thank you for this magnet.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. He brought his name a dying dream, and that is why we say, hooray, hooray.
My friends, this is indeed a magnificent...
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. He brought his name a dying fame, and that is why we say, hooray, hooray, hooray.
My friends, this is indeed a magnificent... Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer.
Did you ever hear the story of the Dixieland Band? Let me tell you, brother, that the music was grand. They had piano and a clarinet. Only thing they needed was a second cornet. And that's what led to the ruin of the
Dixieland Band. When the folks would holler for the maple leaf brass, they would get to swinging, but the trumpet would drag. They had to keep him 'cause he played so sweet, but they needed someone who could give him a beat. Someone who swung with the rhythm, rhythm of the Dixieland Band. He'd play so sweetly. Instead of playing, he plays so sweetly. They'd be saying, sure enough, he got him so they couldn't play right. Finally, he fixed him on a Saturday night. He hit a note that would pop the chord. Apoplexy got him, and they went to the Lord. And now, folks, here is an apple. Listen to the Dixieland. Can blast. The way he swings them is an awful shame. He can really do it. Gabriel is his name. And that's the pitiful story, story of the Dixieland Band. If you hear a trumpet start to play, don't you be afraid that it's the judgment day, 'cause it's just Mr. Gabriel sounding his of yourself. You belong to me. Eat an apple every day. Get to bed by three. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Be careful crossing streets. Don't eat meat. Cut out sweets. You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from bootleg hooch when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Thank you. same time. Good night.